Blog Talk Radio.
Just breathe.
Better shift than quickly.
Just breathe.
Not My Reality Live. I'm your host, Marion Ebor. I want to thank you for joining me on. About those things that will enhance our lives, making us understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality. apologize. My sound was awful. So we want to continue to make sure that everyone is aware that on today's conversation with the coach, I'm going to be utilizing some of the emails that I get from people and some of the conversations that I've had with clients with the idea that we're going to continue on this journey of empowerment, this journey of enlightenment, this journey that allows us to engage in much more than a semi-active state of existence. Because the whole purpose of our lives is to live. Learn to invite vitality every day into our life. That's what the word live, that's the acronym that I've come up with, is that we have to live. And how do you live? You begin to recognize what your resources are, and you begin to buy into that those resources are valuable. And you are your greatest resource. You are your greatest value that you have. So you don't want to extend yourself to a place where you are isolated and incapable of accessing who you really are. So on today's show, we're going to be doing that. We're going to take our first commercial break, and then we're going to be right back. Again, this cruise is happening on next July, 2013. We're going to the coastal Alaska. We'll be leaving out on July 7th, coming back on July 14th. So technically, we would have gotten back just 3 days ago. So I wanted to make sure that everyone is aware. The commercial will talk about July 1st. However, you actually have until August 31st. To book your cruise and take advantage of some of the early bird specials and giveaways that we have going on. And I want to encourage each and every one of you. The temperature is going to be around 60s, mid to upper 60s. Why? Because we're not going to the tundra of Alaska. We're going to be on the coastal veins of Alaska. And so for less, a little more than $1,000, you will be able to embark on a journey, someplace new, and engage in a new adventure, truly become transformed additionally, more so than you already are in the process of doing, and we will have a great time. The ship is beautiful, and there's some great opportunities. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy this commercial. We'll be right back after these words. Hello, I'm Marian Afour, one of four transformational members of the Dream Team on the Alaskan Transform Your Life Cruise, July 7th to the 14th of 2013. Leaving out of Seattle, Washington, after spending a fun-filled evening in a cocktail reception and spending the night in the trendy and upscale Crown Plaza Hotel, we'll board the Norwegian Cruise Line and set sail for Alaska, where we'll see some awe-inspiring scenery and wildlife, enjoy private lunch with the Dream Team, and attend the transformative seminars on wellness, personal and spiritual development, beauty, entertainment, and business. I'll let you in a secret. If you book your cruise with your refundable deposit by July 1st, you have an opportunity to register for some great giveaways and discounts that will enhance your cruise experience, both while on the cruise and afterwards. So contact Diane at itravelconsultants.com or just call her directly at 805-781-2630. Right, and we are back. And again, that cruise is going to be next July, 2013, and you will have a great opportunity to take care of it and know what we're doing. And again, that cruise will be going to coastal Alaska. It will last for 7 days. There will be everything included. We're going to fly out from wherever you are to Seattle, Washington, tonight in the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is a beautiful hotel. I don't care what city you're in, it's awesome. But Seattle is beautiful as well, so you might as well go ahead and take advantage of it. And again, a little bit over $1,000 per person. So come on board and join us here. Also want to invite you all to have a special deal regarding my book. I'll let the commercial play, and then we'll be right back after this.
Empowerment and enlightenment. Intuitive insights, wisdom, and self-affirmation are the themes that come from That's My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm by Marian Afua. Available in Amazon.com and in local bookstores everywhere. It offers a code of conduct for self-discovery, self-liberation, and transformation and acceptance of our true personal reality. That's My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, encourages us to dance through those situations, conditions, and circumstances by activating our innate internal strength and power. That's My Reality by Marian Afua, available everywhere books are sold.
All right, so this book is available all the way, because my son's birthday is this week. Matter of fact, his birthday is today. So happy birthday to my son, Jonathan, who is officially 22 years of age today. So I'm very pleased and proud of him. He's doing some wonderful things. And if you're looking for some great cookware and knives, contact Jonathan at on Cutco. He's on Facebook as Jonathan Parker, so you can contact him on Facebook as well. Go to my page, look for my son, and you'll be able to get in. He's a great person. They have great products. And so happy birthday to my son, Jonathan. But because of his birthday, I like to do things that are related to things that make me happy. So because it's his birthday, now through the end of the month, you can get my book for $8. That is more than 60% off of the cost of my book. So why not take advantage of it? $8, great information, and you just go to createspace.com/382-3025. Again, that is createspace.com, 382-3025, and then we'll have that opportunity to come on. We have people that are joining us in the chat room. Welcome to all of you, and welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you. I thank you for joining me on today, and we are going to begin to engage in a conversation on today that allows us to learn about how to tap within. And one of the things I often tell people about this book right here allowed me to tap within because it gave me a different type of awareness. It's not about confidence. It's about awareness and activation of that awareness in your life, knowing that where you are and what you're doing is going to be able to transcend beyond the moments of time. I use the example of going through a storm, and one of the things I do that because people talk about, you know, being overwhelmed. When we go through storms and we've had all the natural disasters and we've had numerous places and times where we have been overwhelmed in our lives. So when we begin to look internally, we become aware of all the strengths, all the resources, all the power that we have, releasing those fears and frustration, because when you hold on to fear, you are negating that you have the ability to rise above it. You are negating that you have an extension and an expression of every attribute that you need to have from the divine creator that allows you to rise above that situation. So you can fearlessly navigate and extend yourself and allow yourself to be expanded and challenged to meet the needs of that circumstance, of that situation, to commandeer that disadvantage point, to commandeer those people, that those thoughts that are attempting to harness you and limit you and take you back to a place that is non-essential for your life. So as you go forward, you'll be able to embrace that and know that where you are is exactly where you're supposed to be, and that if there's a change or an evolution that needs to occur, you can do it. Why? Because it's already inside of you. It's a matter of a slight overlooking or a misunderstanding of the instructions that are innately within us that allow us to have the best life possible. I know that sounds cliche, but we really can have the best life possible. Because when you begin to think outside of the box, when you begin to expand your life, when you begin to see more than just what's there in front of you, you begin to embrace the real and authentic you. The authentic you that has been stripped of every layer of memories that hurt, every layer of pain that has been given to you, every memory of a shortcoming, of discontentment, of quote-unquote failure. You can release and peel off all those layers and back yourself up to a place where you are able to embrace the trueness of authentic self. This is the place where you are really aware and confident that this is what you like. This is what you want. This is what you enjoy. This is where you want to be. This is how you want to live. These are the type of people you want in your life. This is the type of behavior you would like to have. So you begin to tap within and ask yourself and begin to think internally, how do I treat people? Why do I have an expectation such as this? What is it that allows me to feel that I need to tolerate behaviors that negate my being, that tell me that I'm not good enough, I'm not sufficient enough, I'm not worthy? When you tap the within, you'll find the value of yourself. You begin to have a sense of pride for yourself. So how you begin that is you begin by the meditative process of just being. Allow yourself to get quiet within your own space, away from all distractions, away from all imagery that had formed your realities up until now, and do an assessment, do a reflection. Sit back and relax. Then you begin to recall those things that make you feel uncomfortable. And when you recall them, rethink the reactions or the responses that you chose to give. How did you get there? Why did you respond that way? Why are you reacting that way? Why is that an issue for you? Why is it that you feel that people are out to get you, or that you don't get along with women, or that you don't get along with men, or that you're incapable of having a... Where does that come from? Where is it that you feel that there's some, that when you extend yourself, you are allowing yourself to be taken advantage of? Or you find that you're taken advantage of? These are questions that we have to begin to ask ourselves if we're going to go inwardly, because remember, we're going inwardly. We're turning our eyes inwardly, and we're looking into the inner ports of who we are. We're getting to the core message of why we feel this way. Me personally, I can understand that I grew up at a time when people said and did things, and I find myself sometimes second-guessing myself. Because someone has said along the way that a woman shouldn't do that, that I'm limited because I have children, or I'm limited because I'm a wife. And then I have to do an assessment. I can't be limited because I'm connected to the I Am, which is the infinite possibility of the universe. So I have full access to that. So there's no way that I'm limited. So I can begin to function from that first premise, that is, that I am not limited. I can acquire, I can explore opportunities that are available to me. And if I make a mistake, and if I am not having the highest level of success, guess what? I can change it. If individuals are not going to support me, then I need not include them or even make them aware of my exploration. See, when you're doing things that are going to benefit you first, you must take the position that it has to happen. Not because you're being vengeful, not because you're being spiteful, not because you want to hurt someone else, but because you truly want to benefit you so that you can benefit others around you. That's how it works. Very little needs to be said about that. We're for the higher good. We're for the higher exchange, the interconnectedness that we share, the awareness that we have the ability within us. So now you begin to do an assessment. Once you have, we begin to rethink how you got there and why you made those decisions and how you responded to that. You begin to make a conscious decision to change, adjust. That's what tapping within is. Finding out deep within the core of who you are, what you really like, what do you really want, how are you going to extend yourself more to access that great part of you, to find out where your true purpose and passion lies, to revel in the joy, the peace, and the happiness of your life, to experience love at a whole new level. This is what we're talking about today on Conversation with the Coach. I get individuals and I tell them, just because you become aware doesn't mean it makes it any easier on the process of getting to what you are aware of. You become anxious. You begin to see little hints that your success and that your impending life of prosperity, your life of happiness, of joy, of peace, is right there at your fingertips. But you don't stop moving. You continuously move to make that a reality. Not feeling as if you are stuck. You have been listening to Conversation with the Coach. I am Marian Afua. Thank you so much for joining me on today. When you tap within, go inwardly, sit quietly, do some relax, recall, and rethink. reevaluate your decision. Resolve to accept what it is you have done. Come to a new resolution on that situation and then release it. And whatever you come across that is not beneficial to you, that is hindering you, you want to release it, because what it's doing then is it's living rent-free in your mind and preventing you from having the joy and peace and success that you deserve in your life, the comfort that you deserve in your life. So tapping and living from within means that we are able to accept those things about ourselves that are wonderful and accept those things that are not so wonderful, knowing that we are going to adjust and change them. Yes. Yes, we can. It's not about feeling bad about ourselves. It's not about being angry with ourselves. And we also learn to accept other people where they are functioning from. And we have a level of empathy, recognizing that is their existence place right now, and that they may not be willing to embrace or have the capacity to embrace. That doesn't mean they're a bad person. It just means that's their level where they are right now. This is how far they have developed. Don't do the blame game. You are responsible for you. You have to choose to allow another individual to dictate your life, to manage your happiness, your love, your peace, your joy, because I am worthy of love. I am worthy of respect. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am wisdom. I am peace. I am exactly where I'm supposed to be because the I am within me has led me to this place. I have removed all the layers. I am now my authentic self. The validation that I need has already come and is in existence. And I am seeking to eliminate, remove those individual places, memories, thoughts, processes that prevent me from being the best representation of my authentic self and purpose, that is excluding me from this life of greatness. When you tap within, you become more confident about your relations to those individuals because you understand that people are temporary for a permanent purpose. People will come and go into our lives based upon what we accept about ourselves. If we are seeking to have an identity through a mate, then you will always get mates that seem to dominate but never make a contribution to your life because you are busy attending to their needs. You are busy addressing who they are and never allowing them to address and meet your needs. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. I do have a couple people on the phone lines for a conversation with the coach here. I am Marian Afua. Thank you so much for joining me here on today. Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Afua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. We are back, and again, I am Marian Afua. We are here in conversation with the coach. I am a spiritual and life transformationalist coach. You can contact me at 480-269-1038. And I want to encourage a lot of you. I know I get a lot of emails, and some of you listen to my other show when I'm doing intuitive readings. However, I would really want to encourage you all to think and consider about becoming a client, because you will get a much more intense opportunity to speak with me one-on-one without the rush of time here on the Blog Talk Radio Show. And you can become a client. I have a sliding fee scale. And the first hour of consultation is always free. And it's a way where we kind of assess what areas of life we need to look at. What do we need to address? What are some areas you need some extra support in? And so I can set up a plan that can support you in that. But it's really not that beneficial to, you know, call around and keep calling in and you know, trying to get opportunities to spend time with me. So consider giving me a call today at 480-269-1038, or you can go to my website at afuaspeaks.com, just like it's my last name, the last part of my name of my show, afuaspeaks.com. And then we can talk a little bit more regarding the situations and things. So I'm going to go to the phone lines. I have one caller, two callers, and we're going to take their call. Good morning and welcome to Conversation with the Coach. I am Mary Nafua. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is the first time I found your show.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. How can I help?
Well, I wasn't sure. I mean, can I ask a relationship question or?
I am a life and spiritual coach, and what we do here is we talk about issues that you may have a burning issue, and we hold a mini session. And as I said prior to taking your call, this is what I do every day. So if you want to continue the conversation, I give you an opportunity to do that. It's kind of like a trial session with me regarding an issue, concern that you may be having, and then we follow up later on for a session.
Okay.
All right, so you have a question about relationships? Go right ahead.
I do. I am dating some man that I've known for a long time. I grew up on the same block, the same neighborhood as this person, and we kind of, you know, I don't know, it was weird. We just kind of were talking, and I found out that he's single, I'm single. We started dating as of last month. I've noticed, though, that he has pulled back a little bit. Like, if I say, you know, do you want to go out this weekend? He'll say, well, I might be tired after work. Whereas before, he would jump right on, okay, I'll be right over. Mm-hmm. So I want to know what's going on. Am I bothering him too much? Is he thinking that, you know, this isn't the person I want to date? I mean, I don't know what to do here.
You know, right before you called, I was going to come back. Thank you, caller, for sharing that. One of the things I want to talk about is relationships or what's known as connections. People say relationships, I say connections. We all are gifted with connections. Right now, you and I are having a connection. And in that connection, we are allowing for there to be an exchange. I'm making a contribution to you, and you're making a contribution to me. And we're
right.
Each other. And the same thing occurs when we meet men, men meet women, and women meet men. It's a connection. There's a reason why we put each other's life. And I tell people all the time, just because you're a man, I'm going to say it how I really say it. I say, just because you're a boy and you have boy parts, and I'm a girl and I have girl parts, doesn't mean we have to be in a relationship. And there are different levels of connection. Connections can simply be that when you two first got together, this is in any relationship. When you first get together, you're excited, it's something new, you're curious. Like it's kind of like on Christmas Day when we get our new gifts on Christmas Day. We're excited, we're playing with them, we're harnessing them, we're relishing them. And then somewhere around February, they're not so new to us anymore. They're not what we're holding on to anymore. We're not seeking to have them in our lives on a regular basis. We're not taking as well of care of them, as good as care of them. So the same thing happens with our connection. So with this, what it sounds like to me is that you guys kind of had an ideal of who you were. You begin to spend some time together. And during that time, you realize some things about each other. And you're going to realize some things about yourself. Remember that whatever's on the exterior, I'm going to be attracted to. And then when I begin to deal with the interior or what's inside of you, I have a different perspective. It may cause me to look back at myself and say, what's going on? What am I doing? Am I worthy of this person? Am I able to deal with this person? Or am I so addicted to this person so quickly? I hooked in so quickly. Now I'm afraid. What's next?
Right.
And that quite possibly could be what it is. But I want to also caution, and this is for everyone that is listening in the sound of my voice, the first step to having a relationship is being honest with yourself, knowing your own truth. What, as I said, being the authentic self. I'm not sure if you were on the lines at this time because it just drops your number to the top when you push one. So if you are your authentic self, meaning that you have removed all the layers of hurt and pain and frustration and fears from prior experiences, you're now to the place where you understand what you like, what you want, your positives and not so positive attributes that you have, and you have to place them in perspective. Now you're in this relationship. Now you're dating this person.
Right.
So you see a red flag when this person begins to present and maybe take advantage of you. That's something that happened to you in the past. You may be able to identify that more quickly, and you can address it. If your issue has been that you have allowed men to come into your life and just run havoc or just kind of come and go as they choose without setting a boundary, it's time to set a boundary. So I would simply suggest this to you. This is a mini session. I would simply bring it up and say, instead of saying calling every day, I would call maybe once a week and see if he calls you back.
Right. Well, what we do is we text each other a lot, and he works at a furniture store that I go into every week and make my payment. And I've been going in that furniture store for 10 years because I've been a customer for 10 years. And, you know, I think my gut instinct is I think he's scared. I really do. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to quit texting and I'm going to kind of let him take more control.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because I think maybe he thinks, you know, she's constantly wanting to hang out and constantly hanging on me, and sometimes that can smother you without me even knowing. So I think I just have to take a step back and, you know, focus on other stuff, get a couple hobbies, and, you know, hang out with some girlfriends and kind of just see where things.
And that's where I said that now you're beginning to recognize that just because there's a connection doesn't mean there has to be an intense, hot and heavy relationship. Now you just need to do an assessment. You know, as I said, people come into our lives all the time and make contributions. For myself personally, as I shared before, there are individuals that will come into your life that will make a deposit that prepares you for the real relationship that is awaiting you. So quite possibly this individual is allowing you to be able to do what you just did just now with me. Assess that maybe you need to slow things down, not be so intense, not allow yourself to attach so quickly, and just enjoy the moment that you share with each other. Going into a place for 10 years and then finally having someone say, wow, that to me signals that you have something that has changed about you over the last 10 years. Whether it's your persona, it's your happiness, it's your beauty, whatever it is, it's a good thing. So now you embrace that and just share it with other people.
Right. Well, what I did was I got out of a very toxic, bad, negative relationship, and I quit dating men just based on, you know, they look good, they're in shape, and I totally turned the tables and said to myself, you know what, for once, I'm going to date someone for the person they are inside, and this Danny guy is a wonderful person inside. He may not be GQ material on a front magazine, but I flipped the script, and I said, you know what, I'm going after someone for their heart instead of muscle man and good looking and this and that. So I totally went in a different direction. So
good.
I probably scared Danny because he's probably thinking, why does this hot woman want to date me? Where did this come from?
I like that you called yourself hot, girl. Go for it. That's what I'm talking about. Know that you are hot and fine and beautiful because that's what it takes. It takes you accepting that. It takes you saying, I am beautiful. I am worthy of a quality relationship. I am worthy of the opportunities that present themselves to me, and that when someone comes into my path, they're going to make a further contribution that's going to benefit me first so that I can benefit them and everyone else around me. It's an equal
right.
change. It's not about, you know, like you said, the last relationship you had was toxic. So now you've come into a perspective, into an awareness. See, that's you've tapped inside to identify that which you wanted to embrace for your own life. So that's an awesome, awesome feat that you've done. So I want to continue to encourage you to keep walking in that path and that vein of identifying what you like, what makes you happy, who you really are. That's what we're talking about today. How do we tap within? Use what's inside of us to manifest externally and to bring that which we need in our lives.
Right.
So very
well, absolutely right. You know, even my mother was saying, you know, she's like, I'm so glad that you, you know, went in a totally different new direction finally, you know.
Awesome. You sound like you are excited. And again, for this gentleman, I mean, again, making sure that even when you're dealing with him and you, now that you've made this, you've come to this idealization of or idea that this individual is there and they may be possibly taken aback, right? Now you're going to be borders a little bit. You're going to relax a little bit. Again, you're going to maybe you do keep texting, but you don't extend texts that talk about you two meeting up.
Right, and what I was doing, a little bit of negativity got in there. What I was doing was, you know, if I would ask him, hey, do you want to hang out Friday night, go to a movie? And if he would say, well, you know what, I'm going to be tired or I got to do laundry, you know what would happen? I would get myself in a big fussy because, you know, I'm spoiled. I'm the only child, had everything given to me. And
go.
Then I would get angry. I would say to him, well, you know what? Fine. You're playing head games. I'm done. And then, see, he said to me, you know what I don't like about you? I don't like that you're nice 1 minute and you get angry the next because I don't do something your way. See, I have to change that. I have to break that.
There you go. Because it's about an even exchange. And as I said before, and I forgot your name, hon. What's your name?
It's Tonetta.
Tonetta, nice to meet you. Tonetta, I want to encourage you to continue to be able to identify the parts of you that you know could potentially hold. Knowing yourself. See, this is all about knowing your authentic self and then being able to have that power to know you can cut that off. As you said, you've already identified that. And guess what? He's identified because he said to you, I don't feel comfortable when you do that.
Right.
So now you can grow, and now you can prepare yourself. Even if Danny and you are not a long-term relationship, you can prepare for the next relationship when you realize, okay, I need to be more patient. I need not to initiate all the requests to have dates. I need to not expect that someone is not valuing me or that I'm not getting, I don't need to have my way all the time. I just need to be comfortable dating myself. If you want to go to a movie, Tonetta, you can go to the movie by yourself, right?
Right, but I just hope that I did not sabotage.
No.
I'm hoping that I didn't put a bad taste in Danny's mouth and say, you know what, this girl is way too demanding. I think I got to get away from her. I'm hoping that I didn't do too much damage.
No, you know what it sounds like to me? Like maybe you guys have come to a plateau where there has to be some assessments about the expectations. And I tell people this all the time. You have to, when you start a connection, this is the time for you to get to know this individual. It's not the time for you to fall. You know, you want to get to know what makes Danny really attractive to you. What is it about Danny that Danny likes? And what is it that you like about Danny? What is it you don't like? And you have to be honest with yourself.
The other thing that's bothering me in my gut, because I am a little bit psychic myself, the other thing that's bothering me in my gut is I'm feeling that he's feeling, okay, what's Tonetta up to? You know what? I'm not that great attractive guy, and why all of a sudden is she crazy about me? And you know what? There is no interior motive. It's just I woke up and smelled the freaking coffee and just decided, you know what? I'm going after a really good, nice guy.
Well,
I'm afraid that he's thinking, wait a minute, something's fishy here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, Tonetta, I'm going to go a different direction with you because I'm being led in a different direction with you right now. And I want to say, I'm not sure if you shared with me, and I don't recall, so I apologize in advance if you shared this. I know you said that you just ended a toxic relationship, and then you and Danny connected. I want to tell you this also, that you have to take time out to heal, and you don't want to, yes, connections are like light bulbs. You had a relationship. And so Danny may be the new light bulb that goes into your socket, right, and gives you the energy that you need. But you have to understand that you have to have time to repair the damage that was done the last time. So you have to have time to heal from that situation. And if you haven't, then that's where that gut feeling begins to address your needs. And you begin to feel, you know, that counter that comes against you, that alternative that comes, that fear that creeps in your mind, that maybe you've sabotaged, that fear that says that you have, you know, pushed him too far, or that maybe he doesn't understand that you're just about being a caretaker, because you're a caretaker. But now there's an opportunity again for you to realize that quite possibly it's time for you to shift that role from being a caretaker to being a person who understands how to equally be in a relationship, to give and to take, to receive as well as give, okay? Are you with me on that?
Yes.
So you allow yourself to be nurtured and cared for as well, and not just have it be a one-sided relationship. That's what I'm being led to tell you. And also understanding that in your own personal healing, you will discover that you will view Danny differently. Danny will begin to exchange with you differently. When we are dealing with other individuals, we may have an idea how we want this individual to be, but that doesn't mean that's how that person is. So we have to have a discussion. This is what makes me feel comfortable. This is what not makes me feel comfortable. This is what I like to, you sound like you are a talker. So it appears to me that you want to get it all out, put it on the table, and you want to share.
But right, and Danny is not a talker. He is a very quiet person.
So that means it's going to require you to alter a little bit to allow him to feel comfortable enough to share. Again, you're dating. You're just making a connection. There's nothing written in stone. It doesn't matter if he gets a little upset and says, well, I don't like the fact that you tap your nails on the table. He can tell you that without the fear, or should be able to tell you that without the fear of him believing that you're going to become super angry. Adjust the behavior. Become accommodating so that it doesn't destroy you, it doesn't destroy him, and that you grow from it. This is what the reflection of within does for us. As I said, you have to take time out to relax. You have to take time out to rethink and recall situations, reevaluate why you're responding this way, why you're reacting this way, because most of the time we're not responding. Emotionally, we are reacting. Even if the person doesn't call us, you have no idea how many coaching clients that I have that deal with the relationship issues and interpersonal relationships and skills, not just with love relationships, but in their jobs, with their family members. So we have to begin to think about that and come to a place where we can recall why we're there, what happened, what got us to this place, why are we feeling this, rethink it, then develop a response this time that we can put in place the next time it comes around. And we're
right,
going to...
The thing is, if I quit texting him for like a couple of hours, or let's say most of the day goes by, he'll text me and he'll go, why are you so quiet?
Okay, so then what you tell him is that realistic? Is it real? Not even you. Don't even tell him this. I'm asking you this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it realistic, Tonetta, to believe that you're going to be accessible? Are you setting up a pattern that you can't keep later on? Or do you want this individual that you are trying to develop into a relationship to believe that they're going to have access to you 24 hours a day, or at least 10 hours a day? Is that the type of pattern you want to set up? Or is that a codependency pattern, not an interdependency pattern?
Well, see, I'm not sure, because I don't know where I stand in Danny's life. One minute, Everything is real.
No, it's not about where you stand. It's about, I'm talking about Tonetta. We talked about having a previous toxic relationship. And my question is, you said to me, I want you to, and this is what I heard you speak to me. You've spoken, said to me, that if you do not text him for a couple of hours, that he texts you to ask you, why are you so quiet? And my question, my question to you is that a pattern you want to set up in that you are texting him every hour or every 30 minutes? Or do you want to set a pattern where you understand that he's at work, you have chores and things you have to attend to, and that when you have some free time or he pops in your mind, you send him a quick message, but you may not be able to text him every hour. You won't be able to give him a play-by-play of your life. So,
well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out, why is it that he does that? If I go a day or most of the day, by 3, 4 o'clock, he'll be texting me saying, why are you so quiet?
You know what?
But then again, if I ask him to go out or something, why is he playing games saying, well, I'm making dinner, and then don't respond?
But here's my point. It's not about that. It's about, what are you willing to accept?
Mm-hmm.
What's okay in your mind? If you're telling me that it's okay for him to question you on the text messages of why you're not calling, but it's not okay for you to say to him, it's not okay for you to question or expect that you would have a date on the weekend, that he would set aside a couple of hours, that there's no balance there. There's no shared exchange.
Right.
Okay? So you're back to the beginnings of a toxic relationship when you're giving, and you're caretaking and you're caretaking. So now I'm asking you to step back and ask yourself, do you want to fall back into that pattern?
No, I don't.
Okay. So now let's set a boundary. It's okay, Tonetta, and say this, you said to yourself, Tonetta, it is okay that you do not text Danny all day long. It's okay to text him in the morning. Right. You have to say that and believe that it's okay just to text him in the morning, maybe when you think of him in the afternoon, and then you all have a phone conversation in the evening. I want to caution you that we don't want to begin to transfer energies of fear upon ourselves. You want to take time to clear the space around you. You want to take time to release yourself from those patterns that hinder you from being happy, from having love and being successful, Tonetta. What I'm hearing is that you begin on the right path. You just got to build that confidence back up that tells you it's okay to take care of you.
Right.
And guess what? Danny is not permanent in your life because everything is temporary. Right now, he's just a connection. He's something that you are looking at as an option.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Right.
Because you guys haven't made a formal commitment to be in a full-fledged relationship. You all are dating. Dating is where you get to know the other person. Dating is where
you feel the reason that he pulled back is because I am kind of like always constantly, you know, let's go do this, let's go do that, and you think
it's not about you. See, you can't consume yourself with what his reasoning is. You can only concern yourself with what your reaction or response is.
Okay.
What is going to be your response to his excuses of why the two of you are unable to connect? What is it? Why is it that you feel the need to appease and affirm and validate that it's okay for him to tell you he's busy? Why can't you tell him you're busy? Matter of fact, you're talking to me, and I can tell that you're busy doing something else. I'm not getting offended.
I guess because I have to learn how to, you know, adjust. Because even my 12-year-old daughter said, She says, Mommy, you know, you're not used to a man telling you no. See, I'm used to guys constantly being around me, constantly coming to my door, constantly wanting to see me, constantly, constantly, constantly.
Well, guess what,
then when I'm dating Danny, it's like, come on now. You know, it's like pulling teeth.
Well, guess what? It is now your challenge. Your challenge to adjust your behavior to become more beneficial for yourself and for others, because it is unrealistic for you to believe that someone's going to be at your beck and call. It's like it's unrealistic for you to be at someone's beck and call. Okay? So I'm going to have to move on to other things, and we're going to be wrapping up the show. But again, thank you for calling me. If you want to continue the conversation, Tonetta, feel free. I do have a signing free sale that can assist you, and we have payment plans available for you. Most sessions for coaching last about 4 sessions, and so they last about an hour each, and we can plan out a plan for you, and we can really dig a little deeper and address some of the concerns that can help you be able to truly embrace and have a positive relationship with a male counterpart.
Okay.
But you can't strike that balance. My number is 480-269-1038, and you can leave me a message, and we can set up a time. Myself or my assistant here will be contacting you. We can set up a time just to talk a little bit more and see how we can form a relationship, a business relationship outside of BTR. But thank you so much for calling into Conversation with the Coach. I trust that my insight has been helpful to you this morning, Tonetta.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you again for listening. We're here every Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. Central, 10:30 East Coast. And on Thursday at 10:30 Central, 11:30 East Coast. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we are here. And then on Saturday nights at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 o'clock p.m. East Coast Time. So feel free to join us again and give us some updates.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining me today.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We are ending another edition of Conversation with the Coach. I am Marian Afua. Thank you again. As I said, I have a sliding fee scale. This is what I do. I am a life and spiritual coach. We are able to discuss issues that matter the most to you to help you begin to transform, to develop a code of conduct that allows you to access and have self-discovery, self-liberation, and an opportunity to affirm that you have the ability to persevere and survive and manage the issues and concerns that come up in your life. Because when things begin to overwhelm you, you have to know how to place them back into perspective and not be overwhelmed. And that's why I've been emphasizing that we need to relax, recall, rethink. We have to find a resolution and resolve to it. And then we need to release it. Because otherwise, we just keep repeating the same pattern. So thank you so much to all of you who have been listening here on today. I thank you so very much. Again, contact Diane at iTravelConsultants.com or give her a call at 805-781-2630 to find out more about the cruise to Alaska next July 2013. I will be there hosting two seminars actually. The first one is called Change is Not Always Noisy. And my second one, which is one that by popular demand I'm bringing back, which is The Building of Me Incorporated. It's how we begin to promote ourselves, to make sure that we brand ourselves in a way. If I say, you know, just do it, you know that it's Nike. We all remember the jingles for products. But what about be able to give a testimony or referral for a product or a restaurant? What about for ourselves? Can we really promote ourselves? Can we really display our best selves? Can we share with others our best attributes, our best selves, and be able to share who we are? So that's what our workshops are going to be about. And so we're going to continue to live ourselves and take advantage of our authentic selves, look within, identify those parts of us that are the greatest part of who we are, and extend it on to other people. And when things begin to cloud our vision, make us feel self-confident, not believe in ourselves, and say that we are not on the right path, we are going to scream out nice and loud, that is not
my reality. So until next time, thank you again for joining me here on Conversation with the Coach. I'll see you on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, 11:30 a.m. East Coast Time. Thanks again for joining me.